Welcome to Voice Blind, a short series of Q&A with artists and researchers in Amsterdam. This project is initiated by Arias, giving a platform to critical voices to unpack artistic and scientific processes for connecting research and methodologies. This is an invitation to listen on some of the most pressing issues in practice-based research. Like a cloud sailing in the sky, like layers of practices and knowledge that overlap and move away, VoiceBlind invites you to enter the world of artistic research. Today, we're introducing Nikita Maheshwari and her research project within the Daesford, Amsterdam University of the Arts. Her practice-based research explores and unpacks the complex identity and agency of the brown female performing body and re-identify her in her present-day authenticity. Through constructing and deconstructing narratives around the brown female body and the reputation of the dancing girl, Nikita investigates ways to look at history, anthropology, and politics of art in order to write and depict the construction of a figure which is always in movement. In this coming episode, she will guide us through her project, introducing us through the multidisciplinarity of ways to study and display the subject of her research.
Hello, I'm Nikita Maheshwari. Originally from New Delhi, India, I'm currently based in the Netherlands. I'm 33 years old and have short black hair, black eyes, brown skin, and I am of a small build. I'm a performance maker, researcher, and a teacher. A fellow at the research program Third at Das Graduate School, Amsterdam. Currently, I teach artistic research and dramaturgy to the students of Academy of Circus and Performance Arts at Fontys Hogeschool in Tilburg. Since 2018, I'm busy with an interdisciplinary artistic research called Nachne Wali, the Dancing Girl. The research aims to explore, locate, and unpack the complex identity and agency of a brown female performing body by analyzing this body of a Nachne Wali, or the brown dancing girl, which is persistently contested as a site of entertainment, a site of work, honor, pleasure, and abuse. Set within the artistic practice of dance, choreography, epistolary writing, and pedagogy, the research stems from self-viewing of my own performing body as an archive, carrying layers of histories, memories, and professional lineage. This research started with negotiating the plural double binds of being a brown female performer, whilst looking at my own performing body from a two-subject position. One, of being the object of study itself, and two, by critically engaging with the object of the study, that is, the exoticized yet marginalized figure of the brown dancing girl. Over the course of time, the work produced has not only reflected her past, finding plural ways to decolonize and re-identify the dancing girl in her present-day authenticity, but it has also started to speculate her future, especially in these current times of tribal nationalism, resurgence of orthodox Hindu morality, and anti-intellectualism fanned by the current fascist Modi regime in India. Throughout my professional life, I have been entrapped in the double bind of this word, the double bind of wanting to be recognized as a dancer or a Nachne Wali, and then running away from being called precisely that, a Nachne Wali. Gayatri Spivak describes this double bind as learning to live with contradictory instructions. The artistic research and the work that has been created till date Both are interdisciplinary. Even as I find connections with the theories of postcolonialism, decoloniality, and intersectionality, I'm looking at artistic research as embodied knowledge, artistic research as pedagogical practice, and artistic research as epistolary writing. Epistolary writing, which is the bedrock of the series of performances, has become a way of thinking, a source for articulating layered narratives, and many a times a way to tap into an ambiguity or a mere hunch. It has helped in an unabashed unpacking of the implicit and the explicit. And this history of embodied knowledge has become much easier to access and negotiate, visit and reimagine through these personal letters, where one has the freedom to comment, lament, critique, rebuke, and even speculate. Similarly, my pedagogical practice, in the form of a series of dialogue sessions organized with practitioners of performing arts, has become a dominant method in fueling the artistic research, and it has also become a space of exchange. The dialogue session called Come Out of the Closet, Three Times Over, is a psychosomatic experience to reimagine the performative relational body. The workshop enables the recognizing of three key identity layers to re-envision our expressibility as artist, while from a very autobiographical point of view, address topics of decoloniality, assumptions of modern epistemology, power of embodied knowledge, and intersectionality. But the situated knowledge and the two subject position still remains as the critical point of departure for this research. The research is reflexive and metaphorical, so I wonder sometimes if its contribution is producing knowledge that might be considered inferior to that of an academic discourse. But then on the other hand, I also view this knowledge decimation as a medium to decolonize the hegemonic and violent narrative of the Western epistemic. Till date, the research has led to two performances, Umrao and Me and You. Umrao and Me is a lecture performance where I read letters written by me, a contemporary dancer of current times, to Umrao, who was an iconic 19th century Tawaif performer or courtesan from the then undivided India. On the other hand, Me and You is a collective hypertext reading performance where the audience enters an installation to read letters written by me to you while constructing their own distinct narrative along the way. In the larger picture, this double bind which I negotiate with, along with many fellow female dancers, has been constantly iterative, just like the shifting identity of the brown dancing girl herself. In the early 19th, 20th century, it was the double bind of being a financially independent, yet socially otherized Tawaif performer or courtesan. Then post-independence, being an upper-class female dance body whose duty was to uphold the morals of the classical Indian dance, which are rooted in refabricated traditions to become the face of modern India. And then to the incessant decoding, institutionalization, and rationalization of dance due to the pressure of neoliberal economies and Western epistemic. And this all while ardently seeking the space of liminality within dance. This professional lineage, in all its totality, exists in the body of the brown dancing girl. Then as you engage with the female body's embodied knowledge, say on a timeline of 200 years, it leads to encounters of many heartwarming stories. and a fair share of murmurs, incoherent utterances, and deep silences. It is important to me that people can access this research from various entry points, from the initial series of dialogue sessions, or through the performances, and perhaps through a curation of letters published in the future in a format of a book. During all these encounters, it invites the audience to unpack plural accounts of marginalizations, effects of colonialism, patriarchal society, body shaming, male gaze, morality, censorship, and politics in the arts. And I strongly feel, though the stories weaved here are perhaps specific in their context, but the narratives they produce are palpable and universal. During this process, I'm also very cautious of the supposed reclaiming of the brown dancing girl. I wish this project to be plural, of opening up spaces for the many. This research on, through, and off the Nachne Wali is rooted in the hope of making space for new sensibilities to witness, access, and relate to the mixed identity of the brown dancing girl, not only away from the colonial imagination of the Notch girl, but more importantly, from the subcontinent's own gaze of viewing her as a decadent, immoral, dispossessed courtesan. This project hopes to make space for plural gazes, which I believe is a far more befitting way to look at the identity of the brown dancing girl.